Hi everyone. Today we're continuing in 1 Peter, and we'll be reading 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that they have been that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. So in yesterday's devotion, we talked about how 1 Peter, this book, letter, is written to Christians who are suffering, right, being persecuted, going through trials. And one thing so far in this book, in this chapter, Peter hasn't been giving any instruction or exhortation yet. For example, in yesterday's passage, he talked about joy, and he talked about the joy that followers of Jesus have, not saying what you should have, he's just saying what they have, because, and he doesn't give an instruction to rejoice. Instead, so far here in this book, Peter is praising God, and maybe by example, he's encouraging his audience to praise God as well, because he's praising God for their salvation, for being born again, for the living hope, he says, that they have through Christ. And he says that this is all possible through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And so far here in 1 Peter, this is a praise to God for the good news of Jesus. And that praise continues then in this passage today, these verses 10 through 12. This is a continuation of that praise to God. And the connection is really clear in just the first words here. He just says, concerning this salvation. Here, Peter is marveling at how great the salvation is. And in these verses that I read, he tells his audience, you know, that this salvation, right, about the salvation, the prophets, he talks about the prophets of the Old Testament, they prophesied about this salvation, this good news. They prophesied about this grace. And he points to this longing that these prophets had for what this grace would be like. He talks about how they searched, inquired carefully about like who or what or how this grace would be revealed. And then he says here that the Holy Spirit spoke to them and showed them that the Christ would suffer. And then afterwards, there would be subsequent glories. He's essentially pointing to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and the resurrection, his ascension. And so what Peter's telling us then is that these prophets, they longed for this and the Holy Spirit showed them, right, that this Christ would come and there would be glory afterwards. They might not have understood all of it, but they at least got these pictures, these shadows of it, hints of these things. And we're told even here in verse 12 that these prophets say it was revealed to them, not just what would happen, but they were serving not themselves, but you. The you here is us. It's all believers from the New Testament and on, right? They wrote those words in the Old Testament for us, to serve us, so that we could know of this good news. And so what Peter's doing here is he's marveling at how great this salvation is. It's so great. He said these were things that even angels long to see and understand. As I was thinking about this, it reminds me of how we see this in like certain movies, right? And the one that comes to mind, which not all of you have seen, I know, would be The Matrix, which came out like 20 years ago. But in The Matrix, there's this part where it's like this mystery of what is the Matrix? Like, what is this? And there's this desire of people, mainly the main protagonist of the movie, just to know, what is it? Give us this answer. Like all these things in my life and all these things around me are hinting at it, but he wants to know what it is. It's not the best parallel because in the end, the Matrix was not like a good thing. But in that same way, there should be this longing within us to know how great the salvation is, right? And it's already given to us. We have it. And yet, you know what? So often we lose sight of how great the salvation is, don't we, right? We maybe long to understand more of what's coming next in the MCU or in like in whatever TV show, right? There's this like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens and that kind of stuff. But instead, there should be this greater longing or desire or already this joy in the salvation that we have. And I think so often we don't have the same marveling that Peter has here. Because we lose sight of how great our salvation is, don't we? Maybe it's because we grew up with this, or maybe it's just of how Christianity is talked about. It's like for a lot of people, hopefully not for us, but some of us, we think of Christianity as just one of many religions. But Peter, in the first 12 verses of this letter, he's marveling. He's amazed. He wants us to be amazed. This is how great our salvation is. That God, before the beginning of time, was going to send his son, Jesus, to live amongst us, to die for us, to be raised from the dead in glory and in power and victory. Its salvation was thousands and thousands of years in the making prior to Jesus, right? Throughout history, Old Testament prophets even were like hinting at this moment that was to come. The Holy Spirit was speaking to people about what would come. And now it's here. We have it. And yet so often, we kind of treat it like this is just normal life. Oh yeah, I choose Jesus, not that other religion. But for us, we need to come back to this heart and ask for that and work for that awe and wonder in our hearts, or come to know, maybe for the first time, how great this love is for us, how great our salvation is. Maybe you've lost your sense of wonder, or maybe you've never had it. Whatever it is, let's pray that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts, just like he worked in those prophets' hearts, and he'll show us how great our salvation is, how great this love is for us, how we have a living hope today that Jesus is with us. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this amazing salvation that we have. Now, we haven't earned this. We don't deserve this. And while we have it, we kind of often don't even have this awe and wonder of this love for us. Move in our hearts, Lord. Bless us, God, and help us to be in this place where we just long more and more for more of you, and may we marvel at how great your grace is to us. We thank you, God. We love you, Lord. Move in our hearts, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.